You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back, and we are wrapping up the show today with, I'll say it a last time, real estate icon Ethan Penner. And I say that because I know that Ethan was there at the beginning for the mortgage-backed securities business and has ridden with the commercial real estate business in many shapes and forms over the years. And I wanted to talk a little bit about how you viewed some of the former structures, current structures, and some of the future structures, Ethan. You know, traditional senior debt financing, we talked a little bit about it in the last episode. It's got its drawbacks today in real estate. It's been replaced to some degree on the permanent side by CMBS and structured finance and other instruments that you've been really personally involved in creating baseline strategies for. So with that look in the past and with your current focus on creating good yield with identifiable but limited risk, what do you see going forward for some of these new platforms, either the continuing rollout of government-regulated debt or even this new world of I call it online internet syndication or crowdfunding? What's your take on some of these things?
Let me start with crowdfunding.
Okay.
And then let me go to a couple of ideas that I want to share with your listeners, just things I've learned over 30 years that I think would maybe help them understand the business that I've spent my whole life on.
Perfect.
Crowdfunding has technology has remade so many businesses already, and it's only just begun. Technology will ultimately play a very, very important role in the real estate industry. It will ultimately do what it does in every business. It will create better transparency. It will create less costly intermediation and more efficient intermediation. So I think it's going to bring about welcome change. It's a displacement story, right? Technology will displace existing existing business lines.
Oh, yeah. I go into some of my friends and I say, guys, you're going to be obsolete soon.
You're talking to brokers primarily.
Yes, sir.
And here's the thing, Jim. People don't want to be displaced, okay?
Well, ask the guys at auction.com.
The people don't want to be displaced. And so people fight displacement ideas and revolutionary ideas with tooth and nail. When I brought about the securitization of real estate debt, and I helped pioneer that back in the early 90s, let me tell you that traditional lenders didn't like that idea.
Okay? Oh, no, they didn't, because I worked for one, and you beat us out for one Bayfront. We were, right. What is this?
And I used to go around and, you know, tell people, don't fight this. This is bigger than me, and it's bigger than you, and it's going to happen. So my recommendation is figure out a way to take your skills and make it work inside the new paradigm, because the new paradigm is going to happen whether we like it or not, okay? And I say the same thing about technology invading real estate. It is going to happen. Now, I was successful bringing securitization and the capital markets to commercial real estate debt in the early 90s, not because I was the first guy to have the idea, okay? I was not. But what happened was, it has to be done at the right time when there's a need. And so in the early 1990s, we were living through a massive financial crisis, and there was an absence of traditional lender capital to fund real estate debt. And so if you brought real estate debt from the bond market, you know, there was no one to stop you, and borrowers didn't have any other money, so they were going to take it from you, right? And by the time the traditional lenders came back, we did a pretty good job, and we were not going to be displaced. We displaced them. But we displaced them when they were weak, not when they were strong, Jim, okay? And right now, the real estate industry is working very well. If you are a borrower today, or you were doing a project and you needed to raise capital, there's an abundance of money, right? So everyone's got money. So you don't need technology to optimize things. It's already pretty damn close to optimal.
It is.
So this day will come, but it's not coming anytime soon, is the short answer. And what comes through the pipeline today of crowdfunding, I don't want to use the word my grandmother used, would be dreck, okay? But it wouldn't be the best stuff, because the best stuff is going to go to the the places where there's traditional money in abundance right now anyway.
Right. Well, it's an easy placement for them. They just call up their friend or a couple friends.
It's easy to raise money today. They don't need technology to do it. They don't need to make the deal stand still while a bunch of strangers kick in $10,000 to $100,000 each. It's just no seller would wait for that today.
No way.
So you'd get second tier or second quality kind of deals. And today's not the day to invest in crowdfunding. That will day will come. It will come, but it's not today. Let me share the couple of ideas I wanted to share because...
Sure. We've only got a couple minutes.
Okay. Probably the single most important thing I would say about real estate, commercial income-producing real estate as an investment, is you could break it down very simply into two categories. There are certain kinds of properties that are all-weather. They produce a steady income in good and bad times. I grew up, I told you, in Yonkers. You could see red brick apartments, as far as the eye can see, six stories, lower and middle class people living there, like my mom. People didn't move. Everyone paid their rent. They didn't know whether it was a recession or inflation. It didn't matter, okay?
It was the same every day.
It was the same every day. I ate my couple slices of pizza and had pasta no matter what.
Correct.
Okay, it didn't matter to
us.
Rode
your bike too, probably.
And I had a great life, okay? And the same thing in Queens, New York, and many neighborhoods around the United States. Boy, owning those apartments, gold. That's the best real estate in the world to own because those are stable. They perform. Now, I would throw in with them the kind of the retail community centers that service those neighborhoods, self-storage. They're going to perform through good and bad times, stable. Then you've got stuff that's very volatile and dependent upon the state of the economy. Office buildings, malls, high-end malls, industrials. Those things are going to do really well in good economies and really poorly in weaker economies. And you don't want to own them. You want to trade them. You want to buy them in distress when everyone's dumping them. And then you want to sell them when things are good and everyone wants to buy them. So I break it into trader-type assets and owner-type assets.
Wow, that's absolutely great. Ethan, we have about 1 minute left. Why don't you tell people, again, Mosaic is your firm. If they want to get in touch with you or find out about the products that Mosaic has, how could they reach you?
So they can find me. I'm Googleable for better or worse.
Yes,
Jim.
You are.
Okay?
You are not going anywhere anytime soon.
I write a blog that they can find on my Google that I'm very proud of.
I loved it. I found it.
And we have a great business at Mosaic, and we're easy to find online. MosaicRealEstateInvestors.com. I think it's MosaicREI.com is our website.
Okay.
And I could be emailed at EP@MosaicREI.com. And I love touching people. So I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you today, Jim.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure, and I hope that you'll come back again sometime soon. Ethan Penner, real estate icon. I had to say it a fourth time. And now, back after this.